Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining us and hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is theageofthecustomer.com. And the other one, the other award-winning book, The Third Ingredient, with a number three, thethirdingredient.com. Laurie Hauptmann and Yale Hauptmann, husband and wife, team, elder care attorneys, New Jersey, New York, are with us. Yale is the author of Be Nice to Me, I Pick Your Nursing Home, which is an excellent book. Laurie, Yale, thanks again for being here. Folks, I got good news. They're going to keep coming back. We're going to do a long series on this. So we're going to break this down and as a body of work and help get this information out about elder care. So Yale, Laurie, thank you for that offer. Yale, I want to start with you this time, and I want to talk about the young people. I want to give them something to think about. Because you know when you're in your 20s, 30s, 40s, you're bulletproof, and you know you're going to live forever, and however we all know that that's not true, and we know some things happen sooner than you think they're going to happen, and I'd like for you to get us started. Where should the young people think about preparing for whatever's out there for them?
Pandemic really shown that how random things can be and how sudden things can be. So, you know, for younger people, as Laurie said earlier, anybody over the age of 18 really needs to have really three important documents in place, a plan in place. And that, again, is a financial power of attorney, a health care power of attorney, and a will. And so those documents, they may not need to be used for a good number of years if you're younger, but as we've seen with the current COVID crisis, it can strike anybody. And so you've got to have that plan in place, because if you don't, then you're faced with a guardianship.
Well, or if,
sounds good.
Or in the case of if you die, the probate, right? You'd have a probate issue that could stretch on for a long time, right?
If you don't have a will,
we've seen a lot of that did not have a will in place, and
right.
The probate process in that case, it can be messy.
So Laurie, what do you think? What are your thoughts on this?
Well, I also want to emphasize is that many young people, you know. People don't realize it's not age-related on why we need to have a plan in place, and that's because you don't know if you're going to have, you know, a car accident when you go outside and therefore could end up in a rehab facility or a long-term care facility. I've had clients that are in their early 40s that had a stroke unexpected at work. So the idea is that life is unpredictable, and as Yale said, if the pandemic hasn't illustrated that. Mm-hmm. I don't know anything that, you know, will. And people, we've been interviewed a couple of times since the whole pandemic has hit, and we've been asked, has our message changed about planning? And we said, no, our message actually hasn't changed. I'm hopeful that our message is being received now more, because mm-hmm. we've always said that you need a plan in place. You don't know what's going to happen. You don't know when that unexpected situation is going to arise. And I also want to emphasize, which we didn't speak about earlier, is that you also have to make sure that you get your documents done correctly and comprehensively.
Right.
Just having documents, if you do have documents done, you have to be aware and careful about, for example, printing something off the internet. Because the idea is that even if you have a document, Jim, if it's not comprehensive or does not have a power that is set forth, it's as if you don't have the document at all.
Well,
and the idea is...
A defective document, when challenged, is as good as no document. So I want to ask, I want to talk about one other thing, though, before we go. I really am encouraging young people to establish a whole life insurance policy as young age as they, whatever age they are right now, and buy a whole life policy that you can afford and keep it the rest of your life. And because when you, one of the things that a participating whole life policy is one of the most amazing financial documents you can have later in life. What do you guys think about that?
Well, I think whole life can be an important piece, absolutely, as part of a financial security. I also think that, and we can get into this another time, but addressing long-term care is so important, and it's become more important for younger folks, as Laurie said.
I want to do a separate interview on long-term care issues, because I know that there's good, bad, and ugly out there about that. Laurie, I need the website before we go.
www.houtmanlaw.com, H-A-U-P as in Peter, T as in Tom, M-A-N law.com.
Right, houtmanlaw.com. Check that out. Laurie, will you come back soon?
We will.
Enjoyed having you on the show. Thank you very much for being here. We'll have them back, ladies and gentlemen. That was an excellent interview with both of them, and we got a lot more to talk about. They got a lot more to teach us, and they'll do that another day. In the meantime, I got to take a quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.